What are they doing?
Well, the problem is my mom is really concerned because she thinks I should feel bad about it, and she's worried that maybe, like, I'm cold-hearted and I don't...
No, Australia, what please. That is ridiculous. That is ridiculous.
And you sure your mom thinks that, or are you just kind of reading that into her?
Well, she said that one time.
Okay, but the fact is, this is a way you protect yourself from overwhelming feelings that are... They're there. This cannot be an experience that goes unnoticed emotionally. You must get treatment. Are you hearing me? You must.
Well, doesn't the courts, or doesn't her overprotective or over-domineering family, wouldn't they insist on that?
Yeah, the over-domineering family wants everything just to be back and okay. They can't deal with her being a separate person with vulnerabilities. So they are apt to just be very distorted, unrealistic with how they approach this.
How outraged would you be if some guy who had a long rap sheet of that kind of behavior got hold of a family member?
It scares me what would happen to me, because I swear to God, my whole life would become about pursuing these people.
And my life would be obsessed with replacing you on the show, so...
What a wonderful opportunity for you.
Well, I'm just saying, if your whole life would be consumed, you know, as far as bringing this guy to justice, and I'd, you know, have to get Dr. Bruce's people in and crunch some numbers. Listen, everybody, when you're into whatever you're into sexually, whether, and here's what I've learned from this show, whether your folks got you into it, God got you into it, your first boyfriend got you into it, or the neighbor who wore bathrobes and dress shoes at the same time and black socks. Whoever got you into whatever you're into sexually, baby, you are in.
Yeah.
You are in.
Yeah.
I love those big breasts. You could not get me away from the big breasts. You just couldn't.
Yeah.
Just couldn't talk me out of it.
Mm.
You could have Dr. dig up Freud and Jung, and they could all sit with me in a prison cell for 10 years and try to talk me out of the big breasts.
Well, I would
just want more big breasts.
It's why.
And when you're into the kids, you're into the kids.
It's why. That's right. And it's why people who have tried to struggle with treating things like fetishes have found it so difficult, because these things are deeply entrenched biological sort of circuits.
Yeah.
That are very bound up to the very survival mechanisms of the human being.
Right.
And to undo them takes an enormous amount of work, and even then it may not be possible.
These are automobiles whose frame is riddled with rust, and there's no amount of paint or Bondo that's going to fix this. Believe me.
You could do it if you'd pulled the whole thing apart. You had 6 years to do it.
Don't have enough time.
Resources.
Not a big enough
nobody
body
has
shop.
That. That's right.
That's right.
Nobody has
that's
that.
Right. So let's just put them down. Why? You're laughing. Wait till someone gets hold of you.
Yeah, then I'm going to kill
you. You want to put them down?
Yeah,
listen, you feel yourself up a kid at gunpoint. You rape somebody. You destroy somebody's life. That's it. You've waived all your options as a human being on this planet. Let's just put you down. We can't do anything with you. What are we going to do? What about this guy who went to prison? What was his name? Richard Speck. He's in there. He's making gay porn videos. He's getting breast augmentation, for Christ's sake. Imagine being the parent of one of those nurses he killed. And then you've seen a videotape of him playing gin rummy with a bra on 20 years later.
We have lost the will to punish.
Not me, baby. That's why when I get in power, you're all going down. Dooley. Engineer Mike?
He's done?
I already got a raid plan. There's a little bit of paperwork that has to go through before I shut down that whole apartment complex. All right. Plastilina Mosh is going to be in here, and we're going to be funking out Latino style after this. Plastilina Mosh is here. That would be Juan and Alejandro, or Alejandro.
Alejandro.
And Juan.
And Juan. Yeah, boy, how Anglo do I sound when I go, Alejandro?
I don't know that you could sound any more Anglo than you already do, Adam. It just re-punctuates the whole...
I have a deviated septum, and that's what stands in between me and mastering many languages, including English.
Yes.
All right. So I'll tell you what I think we should do. We have questions for the band. Drew even read an article on the band, which I know just sounds like he might be doing his job, but anyone who listens to Loveline knows that is a coup. He rarely familiarizes himself with any work that any of our guests do. So this is a big deal. And it really, if you knew more about this show, you'd be immensely flattered that he did that. So I'll tell you what we're going to do. We're going to play a song from, let's see if I can, now, is it Aquamash or should it be Aquamash?
No, you just spell it right.
Aquamash?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's the name of the debut CD, and this one's called Mr. P. Mosh.
I'm the Pachuco King, señorita linda. Mi coche echa el hombre, mi corazón, cosas bonitas. Soy el hombre de la noche, soy la sombra de la vida. Mi sangre es la comida que te hace estar dormida.
Pero no me hagas carita, solo busco otra salida.
Bailando y cantando es tu castigo por ser diva. Soy el verdugo de tu sueño.
No soy malo, soy veneno.
No me mires a los ojos porque puede que no encuentres nada más que tu reflejo. Yo soy tu infierno. Yo soy tu infierno.
En el lenguaje del amor, yo era el verbo en carne viva. Yo era el dueño de estos bailes, pero todo terminó por
Mr.
E-M-O-S-H.
Mr.
E-M-O-S-H.
Mr.
E-M-O-S-H.
Mr.
E-M-O-S-H. O-S-H.
I must say I do look gorgeous. How could you not like him? I must say I do look gorgeous. How could you not like him? I must say I do look gorgeous.
How could you not like him?
I must say I do look gorgeous.
Uno, dos, tres, cuatro.
Mr.
E-M-O-S-H.
Mr.
E-M-O-S-H.
Mr.
E-M-O-S-H.
Mr.
E-M-O-S-H.
Yeah, talk to me, baby. That's it right now, a little closer.
Ahora sí, todos conmigo, vamos a bailar. Ráscale, mi Jason.
Mr.
E-M-O-S-H.
Mr.
E-M-O-S-H.
Mr.
E-M-O-S-H.
Mr.
E-M-O-S-H.
Mr.
E-M-O-S-H.
Mr.
E-M-O-S-H. H.
Mr. E.
M. O. S. H.
Mr. E.
M. O. S. H.
Mr.
Lopez.
Mr. T. Mr. E. Mosh. That'd be Plastilina Mosh. Aquamosh is the name of the new CD. Just came out June? June?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Well, it, actually, it probably came out a different time in Mexico than it did out here in, where are we, Canada? And you guys are from, I was reading the bio. Anne would be proud. She wasn't in Palm Springs doing coke off her husband's belly right now. Did I say that?
Her husband.
Yeah.
He's not there with her.
Oh, he isn't? Oh, well, male stripper's right. Belly. Monterey. Which is next to the Texas border.
It's out of Texas.
And Drew was saying, he was reading, Drew was reading some articles, said when you guys were young, you go back and forth a lot into Texas and suck up some of that great American culture. And that is not everything America has to offer, let me tell you. You know, actually, it's smart. We have a huge long border with Mexico, and we put all the Texans there, and we scare the Mexicans. They run back their own country.
Right.
Yeah, this is genius. We got to work out San Diego. Maybe if we could get like Arkansas to move over to where San Diego is,
perfect.
People will be scared S-less to come over the border. See a bunch of fat guys with hunting rifles smacking their wives around, and they just turn back around and head deeper into Mexico.
And Monterey is a city.
Yeah,
or a region.
It's
6 million people?
7 million
huge.
People.
It's like, it's big.
It's huge.
Yeah.
And what is Norteño?
Norteño. It's like a northern guy, you know, like the people that live in the north.
So the, that culture is different than more southern aspects of
Mexican
culture.
Yeah, it's like, well, it's more like an industrial city, you know, and people are more like hard workers instead of... happy drinking people.
Sound like Tijuana?
I guess Tijuana is like a border town, and it's really difficult to explain.
Yeah,
it's
see,
not
I,
like Mexico or the States.
Right. I'm a bad. I'd be a horrible ambassador to Mexico because I've been to Tijuana 50 times and never anywhere else. So when people go, "What's Mexico like?" I go, oh, yeah, it's everyone's drunk, and there's, like, these strippers, but some of them are dudes. You got to watch out. And they sell these big, like, ETs wearing the old Prussian Nazi helmets, you know, and their banks. It's great. But to me, that's what I think of. I think of all of Mexico as Tijuana because actually into Ensenada a little bit. I've gotten that far, but
It's not like that. I guess it's
no. Tijuana is like other planet. I think.
Yeah, it's pretty bizarre down there.
So you'd go back and forth a lot.
Yeah.
When you're younger.
Yeah, and I guess that we still do. I mean, what you see in the border is all Mexican people just pretending to be from the States. So it's pretty weird. It's just like people think that we do suck up a lot of, you know, American culture mm-hmm. by going to Texas. But I guess that it's not that.
But Texas, even, I'm guessing near the border is pretty Latino.
Yeah,
wouldn't it be?
Yeah, that's what I was trying to say.
Right. I mean, you step over the border in America, you get a taco and you go back home again.
Yeah, and then you... You sucked up some American culture. No?
I'll tell you, I think every culture's got something going for it and something it's not that good at either.
Yeah.
But I'll tell you, like, you know, the Germans, they know how to make a car,
mm-hmm.
but they don't know how to have a good time. You know what I'm saying?
That's true.
Mexicans, they know how to have a good time.
I don't think they can make a car.
So here's the point. This is what's beautiful about this country. You let the Germans make the cars, let the Mexicans make the margaritas, everyone has a good time. Am I right, Drew?
Sure.
I could heal this city, you know. Andrea.
Yes.
What's going on? You're 21.
Hi. First of all, I'd like to say that, Dr. Drew, I'm very impressed by your knowledge and your patience with Adam.
Ah, thank you. I need some encouragement tonight.
All right, quiet down.
Okay, there was a girl, Australia, that called in earlier. About, said that she'd been raped and she had no feelings about it.
Right. The mom had a very bizarre sort of take on that. But.
Yeah, well, my situation is a little bit different. I was raped 4 years ago, but it was by a boyfriend, and because I was a virgin, I refused to have sex with him. And I still have no feelings over it. I mean, if I was to see him, I'd want to kill him, but...
Well, that's feelings.
I've never really... You know, I never really cried over it. I've never had a lot of problems. I've never told my parents.
How old were you?
17.
I was 17.
Do you have trouble sleeping, or do you get panic attacks, or anything like that?
No, and I haven't had any problem in a relationship since then.
Interesting.
I've told friends, close friends, but I've never told. I've had to go to psychiatrists for other things, but I've never told them about it.
Really?
And I've never told my parents.
What have you had to go to psychiatrist for?
I have bipolar disorder.
Okay.
How long had you been going out with the guy?
I had been with him for 2 months.
Mm-hmm. Did you end the relationship when he did this?
Yeah, actually, I didn't end it because of that, though. I ended it because he was cheating on me with my best friend.
Had you, the whole situation is a very victimizing circumstance.
Yeah.
Had you been victimized otherwise prior to that?
No.
And let me stop you and say that that's why I was exploring that line of questioning with the other caller, is that when people are victims, when that's the way they've been their whole life, oftentimes they're very good at detaching from their feelings and just being ice cold about these sorts of things, because that's what they do. That's what they are. They're able to be victims like that and just move on and not have any attachment to any of their affect. And there's a huge price to be paid for that usually.
Well, I don't know. I was emotionally abused by my parents, but other than that, I wouldn't.
In what way?
My father always called me worthless child.
Okay. All right. So pretty significant stuff. I mean, not overt, horrible abuse, but significant emotional abuse.
Kind of cuts deep.
Yeah.
Sure. Oh, boy.
And so that may be why you weren't able to connect with any feelings. You just expected that sort of relationship, and that's what you were trying to make right, and, of course, acted out again with an abuser.
All right, Drew?
Yeah.
You want to sell a call?
Oh, break already?
Well, we'll play a song, you know. I was explaining to the boys about the Texas culture. Mom doesn't approve of his newfound popularity with the girls. Softball question is that, Drew? We're not here to...
Read this.
This is not the Tiger Beat magazine. Oh, this is Francisco. Or as I like to say, Francisco.
Yeah? Hello?
What's
your deal? You're 27.
Yeah?
Had sex with a babysitter who seduced him. Should he tell his wife?
What's your name again?
Francisco.
Doesn't he sound 14?
What?
Yeah. Hey, Francisco?
Yeah?
What year were you born?
Around the 70s.
Around the 70s.
Yeah, that's what I do. I sort of round, my birth age. Like, people go, when you're born, I don't have any documentation in front of me. But I'll go, somewhere between, 63 and 67, usually. That's a pretty good number. That's good. Listen, Dickweed, if you're going to, all you people who are going to lie about anything, spend at least a minute and a half getting your story straight any aspect of life, whether you're calling a radio show, whether you're going into the DMV and trying to get a fake license, whether you're trying to lie to your girlfriend, whatever it is, turn off the TV set, put down the bong, just take one moment.
But Adam, we're going to get them anyway.
I'm saying just one moment of quiet time and get your rap together.
Yeah, we'll get them another minute on the radio.
If we'll you're doing it over the phone, I would have a little cheat sheet. I would have a little, little piece of paper, and I'd write down, let's see, I'm 27, so that means I was born in 71,
pick a date,
Date. Yeah, you know what you could do? It'd be novel. Use your own birth date. Just go ahead and switch the year to make it work. What a retard. Let me tell you. Francisco?
Yeah.
Okay. Right, so again, you're born around 70s?
Do I? I don't really want to give my age out.
This guy's an asshole.
So he still had sex with the babysitter, but doesn't want to give his real age out. Well, this is interesting. Maybe, Drew, maybe he did have sex with the babysitter, and he doesn't want people to know his age, so he made himself a different age.
Please. He told the screeners what his age was, for one thing.
All right.
And he's supposed to be married, and he's still 12.
Okay. Hey, listen.
Yeah?
Francisco?
Yeah.
Have yourself a nice glass of chocolate milk, whack off, and go to bed, okay? Too late for you to be up.
You have to apologize!
All right, we'll be back.
listening to Loveline,
the world famous K-Rock.
Oh, all right. Oh, I see. I thought you were playing
that. Weren't you going to play that drum?
Here. Crew misinformed me a little. All right.
Well, here, you try now.
Well, wait a minute. Let Juan get in here and hear a little American rap in here. Put your headphones on there, Juan.
Okay.
All right, you ready? Here we go.
What's cracking, y'all? This Dub C for the West Side Connect gang. Y'all know there's still West Side on mine, chilling on the love line. Y'all know what time it is. Dub C, the shediest one. Packing that pistola, chilling with my homeboy, Ace Rockola.
That's me.
Fool, I thought you knew. Chilling with my homeboy, Dr. Drew.
That's
the
him.
The shediest one. Listen to this. Turn it up. Turn it up. That's Rhea Nia. Ooh,
ooh. I got
That's
our name.
Why this country's so great.
That was it. That's all I got.
Now, what we were saying to Plastilina Mosh while we were playing their song is obviously a lot of it was in Spanish, and Alejandro was asking Drew whether he understood any of it, and Drew said no, but he doesn't understand any of the American rapping anyway. And I said, here's a good example. Play Dub C. I didn't understand an effing word Dub C said, but sounded good. All right, Drew?
Yeah.
You ready to keep... You know what? Actually, I think I'll give a couple... let me give the phone number out. 1-800-LOVE-191.
That's a good idea. We haven't done that once yet tonight. And our email address now
really?
Is loveline@earthlink.com. Fax 310-85.net. What did I say? Dot fax? Dot net. Earthlink.net. Fax 310-854-4455.
Let me give a couple of dates where you can find Plastilina Mosh, by the way. July 25th, which is... when is that? Saturday? They'll be in Huntington Beach, and the 26th they'll be in San Diego, and August 6th they'll be in San Francisco, and the 7th of August they'll be in August 8th they'll be in San Diego, or how do you say San Diego?
San Diego.
Oh, okay.
San Diego.
That's pretty close.
San Diego.
August 9th, they'll be in Phoenix. August 11th, they'll be in Denver. And the 12th, they'll be in the Salt Lake City. And August 13th, they'll be in Portland. Then Vancouver the 14th, Seattle the 15th. And August 23rd through the 26th, they'll be in Miami. Have you been to many or any of these places?
Some of them.
What do you like?
Texas.
You like, have you been to Seattle, for instance?
No, we've been...
same as Texas.
I like San Francisco.
Oh, yeah, that's nice.
Yeah.
Everyone likes San Francisco. Katie.
Yeah?
Hey, you're 16.
Yeah.
What's going on?
I went out with this 18-year-old, and then I dumped him because I wanted to stay a virgin until I was married. And then he, sits outside my bedroom window at night.
What? Now, let me get this clear. You dumped him because he was pressuring you so much to have sex?
Yeah.
And now he still sort of stalks you?
Yeah.
As though he expects somehow he's going to have a physical relationship with you, or he really was in love with you and he wants you to know that?
I guess he was really in love with me or something.
Are you just really done with him?
Yeah.
All right, then you got to bring in whatever force is necessary to eject this guy.
How long did you go out with him?
A year and a half.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
But what was it, the fact that he pressured you for sex, or were you just kind of done, too?
Well, it was, I really, really wanted to stay a virgin until I was married, and he really pushed me.
But as a result of that, though, you really lost, some of your feelings sort of got spoiled, huh?
Yeah.
You're done.
Yeah.
He has to know that. You got to make that crystal clear to him. And then you have to start doing things like calling the police when he sits on your property and hangs out, because there has to be some way to contain him. You cannot give him even an inch or a sense that he could possibly rekindle something with you, even a negative relationship.
How do you know he's out there?
Because he knocks on my window.
That's nice.
Oh.
And he'll call my name, and I'll go up, and I'll tell him to go away.
Mm-hmm.
And he just sits there.
Tell your parents. He'll go away.
Let me tell you, when I have a daughter, I'm setting her ass up in the basement. I don't want any guys out there tossing the pebbles at the windows. I don't want any of these guys. They're like cats in an alley.
Oh, yes.
They just start collecting on the fence.
Yeah.
Could you imagine
yowling,
that?
Yowling. Fighting.
Yow? Yeah. You got to throw a shoe at them every once in a while. I'm going to have my daughter's room's going to be like Hitler's bunker. That's what I'm going to call it.
It'll be like the guy in Goonies. Remember that movie?
True. You never saw Goonies,
did you? I saw
Goonies. You?
I did.
You did?
Yes. I can't remember what.
What guy in Goonies?
The one that moved it. It's here. It's here.
It was chained in the basement or something like that.
He what?
The brother, the ugly guy.
True, you never saw Goonies.
I saw Goonies. I can barely remember, but I saw it.
That's like America.
I know, but...
they end up on some...
Drew, have you heard of the movie The Shining?
Mm-hmm.
Drew hasn't seen that. Three quarters of Mexico has seen The Shining.
Hey, I saw Titanic finally last weekend. I tell
really?
You that.
Oh, yeah. No. Yeah, you did. Yeah. All right, listen, I'm not done with my bunker speech.
All right.
I'll put her down there. I'll put her down there. I give her an army cot. And a blanket, no pillow, and there's a secret knock she has to use to get in and out of the place. And then I homeschool her. I send a guy like this, like an androgynous drone type guy.
A guy.
Yeah, a eunuch.
A nun.
A eunuch.
Escorted by nuns.
a eunuch that has a nun escort down there to homeschool her, and that's it. No cable, no catalogs, no nothing. She grows. When she finally goes outdoors on her 21st birthday, I want her eyes to hurt. Like she's going to go like, what is that? That's a bird. Wow. And what's that? That's called the lawn. It's made up of pieces of grass. Wow. I think we learned about that.
And she'll be able to repeat in six languages what that is.
That's right. That's right.
Michael.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's English. Yeah.
Miguel?
Michael?
Yeah?
Hi.
You're 16.
Yeah. I have a question that my mom, she's not letting me, like, I don't know, she just doesn't like the way I'm being, I'm popular now. I last time I checked, I didn't have that many friends, and now like it's just a sudden boom of friends.
Is that a mixed blessing, huh? What changed things?
Well, see, what happened was I didn't get into a band, but I started learning guitar.
Oh. And, you weren't following Adam's advice, were you?
And dealing weed.
Well. Sort of. I listen to the show a lot.
Oh, really? Adam, stop saying that. Adam,
it's so...
Sort of, kind of like, almost not...
Kind of like your mentor?
Yeah, sort of.
Like if you had an older guy who didn't really care or know your name?
Yeah.
But he was still your mentor?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like on TV, you know?
Right.
Yeah, anyways, after that, I mean, people just started, you know, calling me up and stuff and saying, hey, how's it going? And I guess, you know...
Well, so, all right, so what, your mom has a problem with this?
Well, see, first she was just fine. She's like, if I didn't have that many friends.
Isn't parenting such an impossible task? You worry forever, oh, my God, he doesn't have any friends. He doesn't have any friends. What's wrong with my son? Oh, my God, he's got too many friends. What are we going to do about that? Yeah, that's parenting.
Right.
Well, actually, she I think this is the way I feel about it, that when I didn't have that many friends and they were all busy, then I would go off and spend time with her.
Mm-hmm.
And now that I have, so many friends, and...
Is your dad not around?
My dad died after I was born.
Uh-huh. And your mom doesn't have a lot of friends herself?
She has more friends than me.
All right. And you're not responsible for your mom's feelings if she is a little bit anxious about you sort of moving away from the home.
Okay.
You need to be careful and choose your friends wisely and not get sort of swept into something that... may not be healthy for you, but to have a lot of friends is a good thing.
Hey, Alejandro.
Yeah.
I mean, Alejandro.
Alejandro.
Did you guys, Juan growing up?
Yeah, Jonas was a really, popular guy when he started playing guitar.
Oh, really? See?
How about before playing guitar?
No
friends. See? Mom worried about him.
I was popular because I got, a lot of G.I. Joe action figures.
Oh, really?
Yeah. That was
great job. This is how we're going to take over Mexico. We slowly infiltrate them with our little
bring them to life.
Little soldiers. Yeah, yeah. We're going to throw the switch and animate all the G.I. Joes in Mexico in just a couple of hours and take over. So, I mean, how old were you when you guys were friends? I mean, when did you meet?
I think I was 15.
Something like that.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And but the band, well, how old are you guys now?
I'm 22.
25.
And the band is fairly new.
Yeah.
So you guys were just doing your own thing musically when you were younger and got together later?
Yeah, we just started making songs for fun.
Right, but you knew each other for 5-8 years before you started to make the music together.
Yeah, uh-huh. That's right. We played Nintendo before that.
This is going to be our story, Drew. I think we should start, according to this timetable, we're going to start our band in about 3 years.
It would be cool.
Yeah.
And I better start working on...
And we'll play the record every night on the show. We'll go platinum just by virtue of the fact that we'll ram it up the tukas of every teenager in America.
You already have a rap paragraph with that.
Dub C?
Yeah.
Yeah. We'll have him sit in. All right, we're going to take a break, and we'll be right back. And write that last one down, Drew. I think that's a keeper. Drew, I'm more entertaining off the air, aren't I?
I've noticed that.
Oh, if we could just tape the commercials and play them back during the show. Boy, would this be a good show. All right, we're going to take a little 10-second top of the hour break, and we'll be right back.
This is Loveline on
Radio Station.
KROQ-FM, Pasadena, Los Angeles.
The world famous K-Rock.
What it was, I'm sure.
All right. Plastilina Mosh is the name of the group. That'd be Juan and Alejandro. And they're in here hanging out with us, and they're part of what you'd call the, I don't know, what should I call it? The Latino rock, let's see. No, it's not rock. Well, what do you guys want to call yourselves? I mean...
Música Contemporánea Joven.
Contemporary new music?
Yeah, something like that.
No, Terno new music.
Oh, like...
what do you call it?
What's alternative? The... Yeah, it's like...
Alternativo.
Yeah, Latino Alternativo.
Something like that.
Yeah.
Contemporary music, I think, sounds right. Better.
Hey, you know, I'll tell you, it's not a bad idea, because I think the number one and number two station in Los Angeles is Latino, right, Drew?
Yep.
And I would imagine... It might be that way in Texas. Is it that way in Texas?
Yeah, in Texas there are like Bobby Pulido and Selena and all that Tex-Mex stuff.
Right.
Mexico's big down there.
And I don't know if there's a bunch of, I don't know, where else in the country, Drew, is there a bunch of Latino? Is it Miami, you think there's?
Texas, California, New Mexico, Arizona, Texas, I'm sure, along the border there.
New York, I guess, has some Latinos.
But that's what we do down Southwest. Southwest is just...
Southwest
that's
is where it's packed. Huge.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why we're moving to Canada. But as soon as we get that ISDN line hooked up out in Montreal, Drew and I are going to be doing the show from a trailer. But the point is if the number one station in Los Angeles is Latino, and I think the number two station in
non-English,
yeah, you might as well come over here and sell some records.
Right.
That's what we're doing tonight.
That's right.
All right. Now, don't forget who your friends are when you guys are in charge.